Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here winding down the day. Some of you folks are out there like I'm saying, car keys are in hand. You're already testing the little key fob to make sure your doors are going to open quickly so you can hit those roads. And I don't blame you. Friday afternoon, 4:35 p.m. Hey, listen, folks, I got to tell you real quick, too, about my friends literally at Otter Creek Farm, because I'm going to be out there this weekend, and I love that place. But you need to know that if you want a corporate retreat opportunity, if you want a wedding venue, this is one of the best locations in Alabama. They're featured in Garden and Gun magazine. Donald Trump Jr. came and stayed there overnight to do a quail hunt. It's such a cool place. Go check out their website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. It is so worth the look, and I think you'll enjoy it. So I've been talking about the teachers union. By the way, I'm going to open the phone lines up if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. Call in, tell me what you think. Teachers union, vaccinations, social distancing, like we talked about for the first hour of the show. What are your thoughts on things that are going on in the news right now with jobs reports? Love to hear your feedback on that. I saw the phones ringing, Copper. Did we get somebody and lose them again? What just happened right then? Are they on the line or are they not on the line?
He didn't have a good connection and then just dropped off. Don't know why.
Rats. Okay. 866-494-9866. You want to call in, give me your thoughts and opinions as the day is winding down, as the week is winding down, really. So listen, I was talking about the teachers union, and I'm serious. When I say this, we had a resolution among us, a resolve, if you will, a sense of solidarity as Republicans that we were not going to take money from the teachers union, because they were, in my opinion, and I don't use this term lightly, the most evil organization in the state of Alabama for the longest period of time was the teachers union. I'm not talking about their rank and file members. I'm talking about their leadership. I'm talking about the things they used to do to keep this state under their thumb were gross. And it was like watching some kind of a strange, twisted movie when Paul Hubbard would sit up in the gallery and give thumbs up, thumbs down to members of the House, letting them know what their vote should be. Who does that? Who has the audacity to do that? Well, the teachers union, because they had everything it took. They had all the power. They were the power base in the state of Alabama, in the legislature that sets the laws and makes the budgets. You need to go back and look right now. Okay, so we have split budgeting in Alabama. I've told you about that before. A lot of folks don't realize that Alabama is one of only three states in the nation that does not have one budget. We have two. Everything education is off in one budget by itself. Huh, reckon why that is. But then you also have to look at how is it funded. Huh, you mean all the growth taxes? You mean all the things that actually go up in a good economy? Things like sales tax and payroll tax and other things that feed well into the revenues bases when we have a good economy? Those go into education. The general fund that funds everything else in the state does not. I mean, when I first came into office in 2011, the general fund side, which is everything else but education, the general fund side, which is all the people that work in the state house, all the people that work in the executive branch, it's all the people that do like Department of Corrections and state troopers and the Medicaid office and the mental health office and all those things, the court system, they had not had a pay raise in a decade. A decade. But yet they had in the education budget. Why? Because they kept it up funded all the time. And yet we're last in the nation. And then on top of that, you have to look at some of the things that they did. And like, for instance, intimidation of teachers to join the teachers union in Alabama was at epic levels. Basically, you were told you will join, and oh, by the way, we'll just take the money for your dues right out of your paycheck, and then we'll use it to fund our candidates for office, whether you like them or not. You want to vote Republican, that's fine, but we're still going to take $150 a month or whatever it was, 60 bucks a month, as dues. Not only that, how did they collect those dues? Well, they came out of the paycheck. It was a payroll deduction. Oh, the teachers union had it worked out so the state, using your tax dollars, people, would collect the revenues on behalf of the teachers union and then mail them a check every month. So dues collection was a process of state government for the teachers union. Well, we got that quelled. We made dues check off a non-issue anymore. they began to lose revenue. Then we also said, no, you need to understand, folks, everybody needs to understand, you do have an option. You don't have to join the AEA, because most of you rank and file members of the Education Association who thought you had to join, well, you don't have to join, and you have an option. Yes or no, which one do you want to do? And if you want to join, you will pay the dues on your own. You'll write them a check and mail it to them yourself. We're not going to do that as a state for you anymore. The state does not use its tax dollars to collect for private entities. And then on top of that, the AEA began to lie even more to its membership. You got to stay enrolled. You're going to have malpractice insurance. You're going to have liability insurance. If you leave, you won't be covered when some mean Republican sues you for doing your job. First of all, when's the last time you saw a teacher get sued? Yep, that's right. Secondly, let me tell you what we did. We came in as a Republican legislature and we said, okay, we'll alleviate that fear. And we provided liability insurance as a part of being a job participant, period. You're a teacher, you're covered. Oh, you mean I don't have to join the AEA to get liability coverage? Nope, not anymore. Wow. What else did we do? One of the things that had happened was that there's a qualification, a certification, if you will, called National Board Certified Teachers. Those are teachers who have taken the extra steps to go through additional training to become what's considered to be some of the highest qualified among their rank and file members. National Board Certified Teachers, NBCT certification. And I was very fond of trying to press forward on NBCT certification and try to get that, even if we could, to help, you know, incentivize that by funding scholarships for it and that kind of thing. But one of the things that was supposed to be there that had been promised but never done was, hey, get NBCT certified and we'll make sure you're paid more. Except that the old crony senior members of the AEA fussed enough to where they didn't want any junior teacher who dared to get NBCT certified to be given some kind of special status in their pay. So the whole thing got quelled. What did we do? As Republicans, we came in, we recognized the inequities of it, and we said, nope, we're putting it back in place. $5,000 extra dollars in your salary every year, teachers, if you will get NBCT certified. And the teachers union couldn't say boo about it. Yep. And it keeps going on from there. You know, one of the things that strikes me is they used to say, you better have your teachers union membership because you never know when some politics could come into play and the superintendent, that mean superintendent, he might pick his niece or something to take your place and you won't be able to, you've got to have that tenure. Well, what other job in the world do you really know that says you can't be fired? Even if, I mean, this basically says you've got tenure. You can be the worst teacher and keep your job. You can retire on the job and still keep your paycheck. That's not everybody, and I get it, but it's some. And I remember just a few years ago when down in Autauga County, the teacher of the year in Autauga County, the teacher of the year was a junior teacher who had not yet achieved tenure. And when they went through a reduction in force because they had lost some students, when they went through a reduction in force, who did they fire? They fired the teacher of the year because she didn't have tenure so they could keep the old seniors who were not the teacher of the year. So in other words, they fired their best teacher. Why? That's what the teachers union does. The teachers union doesn't care about education. Teachers union cares about the union. And I'm looking at things that are going on around the nation right now. So teachers unions are everywhere, by the way. It's not just Alabama. Now, everything I decided for you was Alabama. That's home stuff right there. That's a little history for you about why I think the teachers union in Alabama, which, by the way, they hated me when I was in office. I had the honor of being one of the only state senators during my tenure down there who had a caricature of himself done twice in the AEA Journal. One of them I went ahead and had it laminated and hung it on the wall of my office in Montgomery. Loved it. There I was with this cartoon image of myself looking all mean like I'm talking down to teachers. It was great. Never talk down to teachers, just talk down to their union. Yep. So right now we're looking around the nation. So the AEA, your Alabama Education Association, your teachers union, if you will, is affiliated with the NEA, the National Education Association. Look at some of the things they're doing. Here's a story. Pulled this off of, this may be Red State. Nope, I take that back. I think this came from the NRA Journal. Oh, I know liberals just freaked out when I said that. Yes, the National Rifle Association. I do read their stuff. Why? I'm a member. That's why. But nonetheless, teachers' unions are using Texas school shooting yesterday to push for gun control. Teachers' unions. Gun control. So we don't know yet, the article points out, why the tragedy of another school shooting took place just yesterday, or Wednesday, I'm sorry. It was in Arlington, Texas. A high school student had a handgun. We have no idea how he got it. And two students suffered injuries in the, two students suffered injuries in a school shooting because this 18-year-old had a gun. And now we don't know where he got the gun. We don't know how he obtained it, whether it was legal or illegal. Was it his father's gun that was legally obtained? We don't know. We don't know any of that. But the head of both of the national organizations, the NEA and the American Federation of Teachers, which combined to claim that they represent 4 million educators, demanded immediately that Congress take action on gun control in a Thursday press call. So just yesterday, the teachers' union jumps to conclusions and assumes that surely to goodness, gun control is what's necessary to stop things like a kid with 18 years old taking his gun to school and shooting somebody. And they say things like, teachers across the country are doing what they need to do to help our children recover. We need the Congress, the Senate, people like, and they name people like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and Joe Manchin, to stand up and support what the Biden administration is doing to support the safety of all of our children. And what they ask for? Here we go. They ask for specifically, quote, red flag laws, laws on firearm storage, raising the purchase age for semi-automatic firearms to 21, additional background checks. Yeah, nothing controversial. No Second Amendment issues here. And oh, by the way, this is not a gun issue, all right? This is a, it's not even an education issue, thank you, teachers union. The heads of the teachers unions are not serious about anything related to education. They're there about left-leaning political policies and funding Democrat candidates and leaning towards whatever it takes to keep power in their base or power in their union. Here's another one. This came off the New York Post. New York Post is calling out, just yesterday, calling out the teachers union boss, a guy named Mulgrew, Michael Mulgrew, who represents the United Federation of Teachers in the New York area. Mulgrew is calling out the New York Department of Education, wanting to know why they don't have numbers yet, because he's claiming that they're holding back on numbers. But what he's going to find, though, pretty quickly, is what he won't say is that the drop, because they believe there's a significant drop, by the way, in student enrollment in New York City. Reckon why that would be. Well, it may reflect, according to the article from New York Post, actually it's the Post editorial board, it recommends he stop and take a look at the fact that there are lots of families, they say, who have given up on the Department of Education schools. The January attendance showed a 4% enrollment drop citywide. That's 43,000 students that appear to have dropped out of New York City schools. 43,000. With their total enrollment down to 960,000. And a closer look at their internal data showed that public school enrollment overall had plummeted even further. It says they also know that half of the city's 32 community school districts lost at least 10% of their students over the last 10 years. I'm sorry, 5 years. 10% of the enrollment in the last 5 years. Wow. And then it goes on to say that, meanwhile, enrollment at the city's public charter schools is on the rise, and the Catholic and private schools in the area are also on the rise. It's because people are getting out of those awful union-controlled public schools in New York City. And this is the organization, one of the organizations affiliated in a broad sense with the AEA. And yet here we are talking about all the stuff that I'm telling you. And yet even just yesterday, I saw a copy of it. Just yesterday, one of the leading Republicans in the Alabama legislature has listed the Democrat AEA's teachers union as one of the sponsors for his political campaign event. He's got a fundraising event listing sponsors, and it shows on there A-Vote. A-Vote is the teachers union's political PAC. That's how they give their money, through A-Vote. Folks, it's wrong that we're headed down this road. Folks, I got to take a short break. I ran long on that one. We'll come back in a minute. I've got calls coming in and see if we can get one or two of them in. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, talking about the teachers union and how we do not, as conservatives, as Republicans, need to be taking their campaign dollars. We're going to be looking at reports through the campaign season, and I'm going to be talking about those that do. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We are winding down the day. You know what? I spent about the last 30 minutes talking about the teachers union. I want to make sure that I'm clear with all of you before my trolls start hitting me up on social media. Just so you understand, my family is filled with educators. Charlene was a private school educator. I've got a daughter-in-law and a cousin who are both public school educators. I've got a sister-in-law who's a public school support staff member. So don't try and tell me that I don't like educators. I myself am a classroom instructor at a private school in the past. So just all said and done, I love education. We've got to do more. The teachers' union is in the way, period. And Republicans need to stop taking their money and then passing school choice. Hey, I see I've got a caller on the line. I'll go to David from Huntsville on line 5. Hey, David, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Phil, you're just a breath of fresh air about education. I don't normally call in, but, you know, Alabama has 67 counties, and so does Florida. Florida has 67 superintendents. Alabama has over 140 superintendents.
Yeah,
and some superintendents have one high school. Arab, Hartsville, Donnersville.
Yep.
I mean,
Atala.
Where's the end? I mean, all the you look at the budget for the education system in the last 40 years, how much it's tripled. I've never met an educator you could give enough money to. And, you know, all the money's going to administration. It's not going to the kids. And look at us. You know, what are we, behind Mississippi now?
Yeah,
I'll get off now. I'll let you. I've had my rant.
No, you're fine, David, and those are good points. And I'll tell you what, man, just to add to it, there are at least 8 other states that spend less than we do per student and rank higher than us in education. So money is not the issue. David nailed it. All right, folks, that's it for the week. It's been a good one. Copper, you have a great weekend. All the rest of you folks out there, too, Right Side Ruffians, you stay in the fight. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Coming up next, you've got the great one, Mark Levin. He'll take you all the way into the weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Have a good one.